Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm so sorry. I know you said 8 o'clock, but you know, I got up like 12 o'clock last night and I rumbled around the house. I did some hula hooping and I did this, I did that. And I laid back down and I woke up, and I've never woke up this late. And I feel like I've been ran over by a truck.
Well,
how are you?
I'm wonderful.
That's yeah, good. I wasn't up last night. I just know that I'm getting ready to head on out in a few.
Oh, okay. We can do a quick podcast. I said we're just winging it today because we didn't really have a subject to talk about. So we're just raw and uncut. Just records. We always find something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. We do.
This week has just been something.
Yeah. Has your week been something? Yeah, that's right. A whole week. And guess what?
What?
I'm working.
Oh, wow. Well, let's talk about how it feels re-entering the nursing field after retirement. How is it?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's not that bad.
Oh, okay. So yeah, what kind of nursing are you doing?
School. I work at the school, helping out the school.
Hey, welcome to my world. That's what I'm pandemic. Doing too.
With the pandemic. And also I transport too.
Oh, look at you. That's good.
But it's not 5 days. It's only two because I'm still going to school for three and I have to be at Zoom. My school is Zoom, so.
Oh, okay. And what kind of school are you doing again?
Education. I'm going back to school for education, for teaching.
Oh, okay. So that's good. Oh, that's really good. Look at you getting up every morning and taking kids to school.
Yeah. Well, I don't take the kids to school, but, you know, we take the temperatures and record them, and it's a whole thing they got going on for their school system with the pandemic.
Right.
But, see, what else am I doing? That's it. Working, going back in there, talking to other nurses. That's the best thing, is talking to these other nurses.
Yeah. Like, and how's that been?
Oh, wonderful. Because, you know, I've been out of nursing for like almost 5 years. I did odd jobs here and there, but some wasn't nursing, you know, warehouse and stuff.
Well, I didn't realize it's been that long.
Huh?
I didn't realize it's been that long. Mm-hmm. 5 years? Oh, okay.
Yep. 5 years.
Wow.
And just to listen to the new nurse, because one nurse. Uh-oh, something going on there. Beeping. Must be.
Girl, I said I've been ran over a truck. That's my morning coffee.
No. I'm like,
I was going to wait, but hey, this is real life and this is the way it is. I got to get me some caffeine to start this day because going to sleep and then waking up and then going back to bed and then waking up, that's a whole different experience.
Yeah. Yeah, the new nurses was telling me what's going on, and one nurse, she said she's going to keep going back for RN. It's just a good experience talking to the new nurses.
Oh, well, that's good. Always good to reconnect with fellow nursing nurses.
And seeing them with their little nurse jacket on with the stethoscope.
Very expensive stethoscopes that somebody's going to swipe soon as they sit it down.
Not necessarily. But
necessarily, because I remember nursing school, everybody got those lip and cot ones, and nobody has them now. I had a nice new one to match my outfit, everything, head to toe, and I don't even know where that thing is. I went to the drugstore or Walmart and just got one for like $20, and that's the one I carry now. Like, forget this thing.
I still have mine in the box.
And did you not ever use it?
Yeah, I used it, but I put it back in the box once I started to notice that where I worked at. I was like,
smart.
I'm like, I don't need to use mine. They got them. But I mean, you know, then I went and bought a new one.
Uh-huh.
Later on. But I want to get those little cards. I always like those little cards to tell you like they're breathing and stuff like that. Because I was like, you want to retain all this information, not me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They used to have them in a Walmart, like medical ones, mm-hmm. like in the beginning of the year, but I really didn't see them this year. I used to love those because it's nice little helpful hints to keep you on track with things. And they had all kinds of subjects with them, but probably could get them from Amazon or somewhere.
Make my own.
So there you go.
What I need. But so that's the what else I do this week? Oh, I made some delicious food.
What you make?
Well, I love mushrooms. So I make mushrooms. I call it a fake cheesesteak with mushrooms.
Okay.
Mushrooms, onions, peppers, green onions, little garlic. You know, they don't put that in regular. You know, it's not a Philly cheesesteak. Mm-hmm. And then I found some because I'm not supposed to be eating like milk products or whatever because my stomach be like, hey, we don't like that food.
Yeah,
I got the fake cheese just to see how that tastes, and it was good. Don't need
was
a lot.
It was it the vegan cheese,
yes,
or
and it melted the, and everything.
Oh, the Daya cheese.
Nope, not a Daya. It's some new brand I have. I don't even know the name. I just threw it in the fridge.
Oh, well, that's good.
And then I went to Aldi's and saw they have the imitation cheese of fake cheese or vegan cheese, and I bought that bag too. So I'm like, ooh, I want to know who melts the best. And it didn't taste nasty either.
Oh, wow. And I didn't want to try that.
And I didn't want to regurgitate the food. But the mushrooms, of course, is delicious. So I put it in like a pita bread.
Oh, God. That's all my favorite foods. Mushroom, peppers, and onions. You just cannot. And garlic. You cannot go wrong with those ingredients. They go with everything.
And guess what I'm going to do with the leftovers when I get home?
What you going to do?
I'm going to cut this acorn squash.
Uh-huh.
And put it in that.
Oh my God. I bought another one too. And I bought a new knife because my last knife wouldn't cut the acorn squash. Mm-hmm. And I bought a new knife, so I'm ready for it this time.
You ready?
And I'm ready. And I bought two of them. I just love them because they're small and they fill me up really fast and they're super healthy. Like this has been a year of the squash for me anyway. Mm-hmm. From zucchini boats to acorn squash to spaghetti squash. I've been squashing it up this year.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm having today, too. I'm having spaghetti squash. I think I used all my peppers, but I did buy, I bought peppers, green pepper. I bought zucchini, green and yellow. I'm going to cut that up. And I'm not going to put meat in it this time. Slice the onion. And put a little buffalo sauce. That's just to give it some seasoning and some taste. And I'm going to put it in there and eat it like that. Mm-hmm. But I love that. Like, I might even put some quinoa. I got plenty of quinoa. I might mix a little quinoa in with that.
Okay, I got leftover quinoa too. Maybe I'll mix it all together then.
Yeah, that's how that girl I watch, she does it with the quinoa and stuff. And I'm like,
I remember you sent me that.
She's the one that got me on the squash kick because she makes it look so good. And I'm like, you know what? That looks freaking delicious. Mm-hmm. And I guess as it gets colder, we can even fill it up with chili or something. I don't know. I'll figure out something. Like even with the spaghetti squash, I guess you can serve chili over top of that or something. Or
well,
even
you can do whatever with your food.
I know. I just, I've been doing it. Mm-hmm. Well, Cammie's in the hospital right now. So, Cammie's my car. So, yeah, my alternator went yesterday. I was lucky to go all the way to Cape May, which is an hour away from where I live, and come all the way back. And my car still kept going because that alternator just quit on you just like that. Mm-hmm. So, I'm waiting to hear from the doctors and see what they want to say about Cammie.
Cammie done. Went on out and just need a little bit of work.
Yeah, but I can't even complain because I've never put an alternator on her, on him, and I've had him for 14 years.
Ooh, yeah.
And and I've never put an alternator or a starter or anything like that on that car. So it's fine. And it did it on a perfect day, on a Friday, on payday. Mm-hmm. So that was perfect. Mm-hmm. And the shop was open.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. It couldn't have done it at a more perfect time.
Okay. It wasn't like with your water. With the water. You had,
I know.
Nobody was open.
did I ever tell you about that? Oh, my goodness.
No one's available.
No one. We had no bathroom for the weekend because when your water backed up, you cannot flush. You cannot pour anything because everything goes down to your sewage thing. So thank God I had my mom's porta pot. I'm like, we've been through it with this house this year.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Hopefully everything's good.
Yeah. So you had a doctor call for your house, a doctor call for your car?
Yeah, we've been all checked out and everything in this house, girl.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that, you know, it was easy for you. It didn't cut out while you was in the middle of the street because that's
I know it. Oh my God. And I think about that all the time because she's so old and I'm putting so many miles on it a day. And I'm like, you know, just don't ever. And it's a wooded area. And I'm like, oh God, just please don't ever leave me inside this road because I'll freak out. Mm-hmm. It's like the perfect, like, murder story that you listen, that I listen to. But my little patient's in the hospital. I was sad yesterday. He started having cluster seizures. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, this is why I don't like kids. You get so attached. Mm-hmm. And I've crossed the line with attachment with this little guy.
Yeah.
But he's just so cute. And I just love him to death. And I hated that he was having such a rough time this weekend. But I told the mom, you know, just take him to the hospital. I said, because the on-call doctor was guessing at things. I told her one thing. This is about nursing. When you first get on the phone, you tell the doctor all the symptoms, the vital signs, what medications were given, and everything. And I told this doctor this. She was hanging up the call to his real doctor because she was filling in. And when she calls back, and I told her he had even had his third dose of his PRN med, he can't get anymore. And she goes, oh, when did he get that? Me and the mom looked at each other like, did I not just tell you that? The first thing we got on the phone, I told you the meds, the vital signs. And you're going to tell me what meds did he have? But you prescribing another med, not asking me what meds he had? I told you that first. I was so mad with her because I told her mom, I said, she's wasting my time. And then she says, let me hang up and call his neurologist. And I'm saying, I thought that's what you hung up the first time to do. So I don't know. She was all over the place. So I just called a 911. I said, he's going to the hospital, whether you like it or not, bye. And he went.
Yeah. That's what you got to do because in the long run, you see how fast the doctors forget. You'd be the one getting in trouble because they'll be like, no, you didn't tell me. You know, you'd be the first one getting all in, you know, snatched up and stuff. Right. Yeah, it's best just to send them to the hospital on the safe side.
And I just felt so bad because he was given so many meds. And I said, oh God, this little baby's going to overdose. He just seemed like he was given so many meds. And then she ordered like a triple dose of another one of his meds. And we did not want to give it to him. I said, it's your call. Either we give it to him or you wait till you go to the hospital and figure out what he's going to say. And the right thing to do was to follow the doctor's order and give him to him. So that's what we did. But I just felt like, you know, he done had so much. And now she's tripling doses of his medication. And he's so little. And I'm like, I was just nervous.
Yeah. Instead of just sending him to the hospital to see why is he having this. He haven't had any problems for so long. And then all of a sudden you want to give him all that stuff at home. And there's nobody there once you leave.
So luckily she had his pediatrician's cell phone number because them offices, you can't get through. So I said, call him now and I'll talk to him. So she called his cell and he says, you know, he needs a complete workup, send him to the ER. And that's what we did. I said, that's exactly, because something's going on. You know, he was having them, like he's nonverbal and he actually laughed out loud. And so loud that the mom came running out the bathroom.
Yep. Mm-mm. Well, I'm glad that did the right thing. And sometimes you can't rely on the doctors. You got to do what you got to do. I mean, it's the mother. Really, the mom could just call 911. And what they going to say?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, that's best. But that's, you know. Mm-mm-mm. So what you doing the rest of this weekend other than waiting on your vehicle? Are you heading out somewhere with somebody?
I've seen some winery having something. I put it on my Facebook page. I'm thinking about checking that out today because Top's going to her dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be here, which is fine by me, but I thought this little winery seemed to be having little things going on, so I think I'm going to check that out. And then it's a place that's close by that has charcuterie, and you know how I like that. And I seen that they do they call them these little boxes or stuff like charcuterie, and I think they're called Gray's bowls, Gray's boxes. And I was thinking about going up there and checking that out.
Well, send me the when you get down, send me the link of it. Cause I didn't know that was
it's on my page. I ain't on nobody's page.
I'm on my way out the door and the page. I didn't even go on them things. I didn't even look.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just send it to me because I'm not like I go to certain things on Facebook. When I'm on Facebook, I go right to those pages that I like. And then that would And then I'll go look at other people, and not all the time. That's why I check a lot. And I said, oh, I got to stop checking everything that I like because it's overwhelming the person I'm checking, you know? And I mm-hmm. don't look at people's pages. I done skip people's birthdays and everything else. I was like,
Yeah, I only like Facebook for the memories. That's the first thing I check. And when I get on there, I like to see the memories, things I've posted. And sometimes it brings back memories. And I'll scroll down a little bit, but I'm trying to not post on my Facebook page anymore because it's just frustrating. So I don't want to engage with anybody, but I'll repost a video that I did or make a little comment or something, but I'm trying not to at all. Facebook is just too personal for me because there's too many people on there I know. I like it when it's just strangers. Like on Instagram, I don't know them people.
Yeah, like so, you post something and people don't understand what you post, and then they comment and be like, it's not for you to understand. Just keep it strolling if you don't know, you know?
Right.
You know, keep it strolling.
Exactly.
But I don't know. What else am I going to do today? Oh, I'm going to that like vendor event later and walk around.
Where's that at?
Malika Hill.
Oh, you know what? That's where the charcuterie place is.
See? Well, just send me the link because I'm going to be out there. I'm getting ready because it don't take me that long. I thought it would take me longer to get there, but it doesn't.
No, you're halfway there.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not far from there. Well, yeah, I am kind of far. It's not like I'm rolling out the bed and can walk there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in my vehicle. Get on over there. What else? I was going to get the mail, but my daughter got the key, and she way out there. She's her friend's house. My other daughter, I talked to her, and we talked about Christmas, because I was like, Christmas is coming. It'll be here soon. I said, what do y'all want? Because mm-hmm. that's about it. It ain't got, you know, what y'all want. So I'm getting their little list together. And, of course, she told me about my grand animal, a hamster.
My hamster.
Nothing. He on the list. I gotta get something for my.
Oh, I thought you were gonna tell me something. So, okay.
No.
I always had hamsters growing up.
It's on my list to buy him something for.
When they want one of those balls.
Yeah, that little hamster got a fortress over there. He live in a fish tank.
Oh.
He in a big old fish tank.
He's living in a hamster mansion.
Yes, he has steps. He got bridges.
He's got it going on over there.
He got two water tanks thing because she got to get rid of one because he was chewing on the plastic. He got two water tanks.
Screenshot your little grand hamster and set up so we can take a look at what's going on over there.
Yeah, I'll picture him. She had a hamster before, and she loved her hamster.
I do too. I've always had hamsters. They're so cute.
Mm-hmm. So she has that. She takes him out and give him snacks.
I remember the time I went to pick out a hamster, and my dad was so impatient, and I was looking, studying. I didn't want a big hamster because they look like rats. And I could take him too long to get a hamster. And my dad comes up, just get this one. We got time. Just get this one. me and my brother looked at each other in horror. It was the biggest hamster in the cage. I was like, oh my God. When I got home, the hamster was too big for my cage. He was all hunched over. I said, this is a mega rat. I was so scared. We named him Ben. I would never play with him. I would never play with him. I had to take him back. I said, I can't with this hamster. He's just too big. He was like triple size of any hamster I've ever seen.
Oh my god!
That was my last hamster too.
My daughter picked out the hamster nobody wanted, and he was there the longest. He wasn't huge like your Ben, but she picked out because he was big, but nobody wanted him, so she took him, and she put him in his cage and he was like, I don't know what was wrong with the hamster, but then we got another hamster to be his friend, and that didn't work out.
Yeah, they don't friend easy.
Nah, she got out the cage and we couldn't find her.
Oh, she escaped.
Yeah, but we found her later.
Oh, okay.
But later. My daughter wasn't attached to that hamster, but the one that she, the one no one wanted. I think she named him Ham Twirl.
Oh, that's cute.
And then I don't know how Pippi got his name. But Yep, Jesus. These kids and their animals.
I know.
And you got two dogs now.
I know. I tell you, we've been through an ordeal. I'm going to walk out the door. In case some of y'all, I leave out really.
Really early? Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I got a phone call. I thought it was going to throw us off. I got rid of it. I was just going to rush out the door because I was already running late. And I looked at the dog. I seen him rolling around out there. But he was rolling around in feces. And I was like, oh, my God, I have to give this dog a bath before I leave. And this was not on my radar before we leave. And I was so mad with her. So mad with her. I said, this last thing, because I don't bathe them. I take them to the groomer. So I was like, come on, get in this tub. And I scrub it all off. I was so mad with her. Oh, man. I couldn't even find dog shampoo because they go to the groomers. I said, shoot. And I found a little bit because I didn't want anything that was going to burn her eyes. I was afraid if I used like Dawn, it would burn her eyes. So, because she had it all over. I was so mad with her, but it came out pretty easy. But I was like, this was not the plan. So I'm looking at her now. She's all bright and white and everything. And I'm like, Chloe. Yeah.
A lot of responsibility. That's why my kids are talking about a dog. I say, that's a lot of responsibility. I say, I'm going to have to be not working at all, home 24 hours and never going nowhere if I'm going to get another animal. I said, this is my year to travel. This is not my year to get another child to watch over.
Yeah. I've always had a dog. And the little bit of time I had didn't have a dog, the house just felt so empty because all my life I've always had a dog. There's never been a time where we didn't have a dog. And I just love having a dog. Now, Tatiana, not so much. She is not attached to dogs at all. And she don't really care for them at all. And she likes cats. And I am not a cat person. Not at all. But she's too mean to animals for me to get a cat. So I told her, you know, you have to learn to take care of your dog before you can.
But you said it already. Those, she don't care for them. They're not the puppies. They were dogs. She don't want them. She wants a little cat, kitten to call her own.
That ain't gonna happen.
So she gotta wait till she move out. But them, she ain't gonna get attached to them dogs. She already let you know. And me and them dogs are not buddies. So she ain't gonna take care of them. But to give her a cat, because cats take care of themselves.
Yeah, we won't be getting one of those.
Yeah, so she'll get a cat when she
moves.
Yeah, when she moves. Get the animal of her choice. Yeah. The dogs or cats or whatever. I told my kid, they not mine, but because I told them, when y'all go away, I was stuck with the dog. When y'all go to work, I have to take the dog out. I have to feed the dog. I have to do all that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to feed no one. For myself. When I get in my car, I don't want to worry about, what is that dog doing? No one's home. I leave the TV on. My kids like, Mom, you're nuts. I said, well, we're always home. We're always talking. Now we're not there. It's like dead silence. With the dog used to all this noise. So I would leave the TV on for the dog. I said, when I watch TV, it looked like he's looking at it too. So
yeah, I used to watch TV with my other dog I used to have. These two, they just want to be petted, and Chloe just wants to sit in your lap, and I don't want to hold her, but she always jumping in my lap.
See, I don't want that either. I don't want nobody in my lap. I don't know. I told my kids I'll come visit y'all dogs and y'all animals, my grand animals, be like a real visit. Oh, I'm here, and then I'm gone. I don't want to be worrying.
Yeah, okay.
All right. What you get ready to cook?
Probably nothing. I got up earlier and I had a couple of sausage. I probably cooked some bacon. You know, that's Tatiana's alarm clock.
So, oh, okay.
So I probably cooked her some bacon and some French toast. And I'm probably not going to eat anything because I did have like sausage when I got up earlier. So I'm not really hungry. I just wanted some coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting ready to head on out.
Okay.
Did you send me that information?
I'm on the podcast right now, and I don't know if I can switch over and do anything, so I'll do it as soon as I hang up, as soon as we end this. And yeah, maybe I'll check out that winery tonight.
All right, well, let me know. Well, I'll talk to you later. You enjoy your day. You, Todd, and Chloe, and
Bella.
Bella.
Okay, you too.
You know, I forgot that.
I know.
Thank you for listening to Talking with Von and Z.
Yes, and send us an email, RadarPodcast. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.